Jackson Mayor, his honor, Daniel Mahoney, heard every Wednesday.
Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Jackson. Mr. Mayor, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself?
Good. Hanging in there.
Good.
Third annual Summit to Reduce Violence is coming up on the 17th. You've been part of those. Talk about that event and talk a little bit about, I guess, violence in the city. You address that during the State of the City address. I think there are some categories down, probably some up. It's probably a mixed bag, isn't it?
It is. I mean, the overall statistics are trending downward, which is what we want.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers from last year to the year before, 22 to 23, stayed about the same. But, you know, we are still diligently working on this issue, and this Summit to Reduce Violence is always a way for us to convene as an entire community, everybody from the youth to the adults to the professionals and the business owners and the healthcare workers and everyone who works in any and every capacity in this community that cares about this community should want to be in the presence of this event. It is a place for us to brainstorm, for us to collaborate, for us to come up with new ideas, for us to talk about results, for us to, you know, have open and honest discussion with each other about the issue of violence in the city of Jackson, and figure out and strategize ways for us to address it. It is something that I'm very happy to be a part of. And very happy to be on the committee to work alongside our law enforcement and the Juneteenth committee, some pretty strong and prominent leaders around the community who have come together to wrap their arms around this issue and include the greater community to be a part of the discussion.
Yeah, great. Keynote speaker David Kennedy is the director of the National Network for Safe Communities, and I imagine he will have a lot to say.
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, we've had great keynote speakers the last 2 years of hosting the event, and I don't think this year is going to be any different. I'm extremely excited to hear from our keynote speaker. And, you know, I think my favorite part of these events have been the breakout sessions, to be quite honest.
Mm-hmm.
The breakout sessions allow us to have some more intimate conversations about, you know, specific areas that concern, you know, different citizens around the community. And you know, we break it down into a couple of different subjects, and people can kind of choose where they want to navigate to be a part of a deeper discussion. And that's where the new and innovative solutions are really being drawn from. We can have more deeper dives into different topics and how to address this issue.
I guess the big issue, of course, you've campaigned, you've knocked on doors, would be with the citizenry, would be gun violence, right?
It is. But there's so many different nuances to gun violence. You know, there's the group violence aspect. You know, there's a lot of domestic violence situations that end in gun violence. Uh-huh. There are, you know, just all of these different nuances of what gun violence even involves. And, you know, I think that yes, that's the major violent crime that we would like to see. We don't want to see people being shot and killed anymore in this community. We got too small of a city, too close-knit of a community for us to, you know, want to continue to see that happening without actively trying to work on that as an issue. But, you know, over the time, we are definitely recognizing that a lot of times these issues are kind of tied together in several different ways. So,
People I talk to or hear from, if you commit a crime with a gun, you should be in jail.
Yeah, absolutely.
No question about that.
No doubt about that. I mean, if you are actively committing crimes with guns, then that is the end result. You're going to end up in jail. And, you know, that I stand behind 100%.
Mm-hmm. Jackson Mayor Daniel Mahoney with us. Daniel, I guess an issue the council may be addressing soon, this panhandling issue downtown where business owners, people that live downtown, they're pretty tired of it, right?
Yeah, it's been an ongoing conversation, and there's a couple of different perspectives to this, and it's not panhandling in general. I do want to be specific about that. You know, I attended a meeting over at the Chamber of Commerce with a group of business owners and individuals in the community who work in the downtown area,
mm-hmm.
Who expressed concern about aggressive panhandling. And that, you know, that there's a constitutional right that protects a person's ability to be able to ask someone for money. Or sit in front of a public place like the post office, even if they have a collection of personal items with them. They are constitutionally protected to do those types of things. But there is a fine line between those types of activities and what we would consider aggressively panhandling or intimidating someone when they are told no, that they won't give you money. You know, so we are, what I would like to see work on, which is what I've kind of directed staff to work on, and I've got some information that I've researched myself and had a couple of conversations with some individuals on council, because the last time this was tried, it was really kind of leaning more towards criminalizing poverty. Criminalizing individuals for being homeless, for panhandling, for asking for money, and that is absolutely not the intent. But at the same time, you know, we want to promote a safe community and a safe downtown. We want the individuals who work downtown to feel safe going in and out of work, no matter what the hour of time is. We want them to feel safe and want them to be safe, which means that we have to give rules and protections around what lines you can and cannot cross when it comes to aggressive panhandling, particular places that you're not allowed to, just for instance, stand behind someone at an ATM and wait for them to withdraw money for you to be able to ask them for money. That could be deemed as aggressive panhandling. So this is to me kind of a twofold situation where we have to provide some more descriptions around where aggressive panhandling and that take place,
mm-hmm.
but also provide some more details around what's not considered aggressive panhandling, and that someone's right is protected to be able to ask for money, to be able to sit in front of the post office, even if they have a collection of things. So I think that we can accomplish both items, providing that protection and description of people's freedom that's constitutionally protected, and then also providing some additional insight on these are the types of things that we are not going to allow, that will have some penalties behind if you're aggressively addressing someone and they're asking you to stop.
Yeah.
So it's a work in progress, but I do want people to know in the community of Jackson, especially our downtown business owners and workers, that this is an issue that I'm aware of, the city manager is aware of, and we are working to address this issue.
Well, it is a very, very fine line, certainly. Sounds like council might be split on this. Is that fair or no?
You know, I haven't polled council on this, but I know from the last time that this issue came up,
mm-hmm.
I know where the soft points are. I will say I know where the issues lie. I mean, even me personally, the first thing that I said is I'm not going to stand behind something or support something that is going to criminalize poverty, that is going to make it a criminal behavior for someone to be poor and ask for money. One thing I know about Jackson, we've got a very generous community. which is why people are so comfortable asking for money. And there's a two-letter word that just has to be used a little more often, and the word is no. You know, if you say no to someone, but at the same time and with the same token, that no has to be accepted and taken respectfully. You can't then accost someone, physically touch them, stalk them, following them to their car, or, those types of behaviors are what I don't think is proper. I mean, I've got young nieces and friends who work in the downtown area. I know other business owners, and just kind of hearing some of the testimony of these are the types of behaviors that concern me when these things happen. And one thing that I truly believe is that, a person's perception is reality. While it may not happen directly to me, that doesn't mean that it's not happening. So we want to provide protection on both ends. And I think that that's something that would be palatable and understandable by all of counsel, as long as we're not criminalizing someone being in poverty, but we are providing some additional direction around what's not allowed. And it's something, like I said, that we're working on right now. I've not polled counsel, so I don't know where they sit at, but I do know the response that counsel gave the last time, and this was prior to me being elected. It was voted down pretty hard to pass an ordinance, and the way it was written, I didn't agree with it either. So I'm looking forward to being able to work on something that would be palatable to both sides of the issue, that just provides some additional insight.
So do you guys meet, next Tuesday?
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Yes, indeed, next Tuesday, 6:30, second floor City Hall.
Do you have a tea time this morning?
No, but I finally got out the first time yesterday. I finally got out.
Okay.
And played my first round outside. I didn't shoot too terrible. And it was a nice time to be able to just get out and free my mind.
Do you have any video
this morning, though?
Any video of that?
I don't. Okay. I don't. But I tell you what, it's gonna be a problem for anybody who's seen me on the golf course this year, because my driver ain't going so far to the right like it was last year, and everything else is still working. So,
oh, it will. It will. Give it time. Give it time. Hey, thanks, Daniel.
Thank you, Greg. Have a good day.
You too.
And have a good day, Jackson.
Jackson Mayor Daniel Mahoney.